Close your outer eyes if you haven't already. And open your mind to the Christ mind. Your thoughts to the New Testament Jesus Christ thought. The St. Paul and St. John thought. The concept that God isn't your judge, God is your dad, like your mom. God isn't judging you, God is just loving you. God doesn't want to punish you. God just wants to embrace you. God doesn't want you to feel guilty or ashamed. God wants you to feel loved. And all God asks of you is that you try to love him back and love each other. And if you're not feeling the love for some reason, to at least try to act like you love each other and like you love God. As you contemplate this idea, this new thought about God, you realize it changes everything. It changes your whole idea of what is right, your whole idea of what's important, your whole understanding of what matters. God loves me. God loves me. If you can even get a glimpse of what that means, it will change your life. You'll never be the same. God doesn't disapprove of me. God approves of me. If you can grasp what that means, your understanding of what everything means will be transformed. Let your words of love, your positive thoughts flow. Let the presence of God flow through you now. Feel it. Hold those thoughts about someone you've been having trouble feeling the warmth for. Imagine the positive things you should be saying to something you haven't felt that positive about. And you do get that sense that the more your thoughts flow, the more your words and actions flow along this line. The more you do begin to feel it. The more the coldness fades, the more you feel the warmth. The more you feel the love. Lord, let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be in us now. Help us to know that truly Jesus Christ is with us now, raising us to his consciousness of God and good and truth. We affirm this in the name of Christ. And in his name, we complete our prayers, by joining together and prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.